Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
When I was 16, I took pills that were supposed to make my penis get bigger. I took them for 1 month, and my penis never got any bigger. But now I am 20, and my penis hasn't ever grown since I was about 17. Do you think that taking the pills caused me damage in some way?
I don't know what kind of pills you were taking or what was in them, so I have no way of knowing what type of effect, if any, they may or may not have had on your body or your health. But as far as I've read, there are still no pills that have been scientifically shown to increase the size of a man's penis. Some men might think that it can't hurt to take penis enlargement pills. But because we don't necessarily know what's in many of these pills, and because most of them have not been scientifically tested for risks or benefits, it's a good idea to always check in with one's healthcare provider before ordering or taking any sort of pill, whether they are for penis enlargement or other issues. That said, your penis probably stopped growing for natural reasons. In fact, research suggests that many young men find that their penis stops growing at around age 17, or a little before or a little after, depending on one's own particular body. Age 17, however, is fairly common for the penis to stop growing. Many cultures are perhaps overly obsessed with the size of a man's penis, which puts a lot of pressure on men to feel like they measure up to other men, or even to their own potential. Some men have heard that having a large penis is necessary in order to please or satisfy a sexual partner, but in fact, sexual satisfaction is more often related to sexual communication, sexual skills and technique, one's expectations for sex, and the romantic or sexual relationship between two people. Other men have heard that having a large penis makes a man more masculine, but penis size doesn't make a man more or less of a man. Neither, by the way, does the size of one's elbows, arms, hands, or nose. These are all just body parts, and they are what they are. The book, A Mind of Its Own, A Cultural History of the Penis by David Friedman, details how various societies at different points in history have viewed the penis, and how some have prized smaller sizes and others have prized larger sizes, and for different reasons. You may find this book or others listed on our website to be of interest.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.